It's November now, the time of year in which we're thankful for all that we have. And today, Sean Adams has a story from Main Street about a Westchester teenager who is taking on food insecurity in her community.
Just beyond the red door at the historic Grace Episcopal Church in downtown White Plains, there's a new addition. It's called the Caring Cupboard.
I have a passion for helping people, especially those who are hungry.
The Caring Cupboard is the brainchild of Ardsley High School junior Tanya Shukla. Here in the church foyer and at the Greenberg Health Center, perpetually stocked shelves with food staples, free for anyone in need.
We're not going to tell you, like, you have a limit of this many items. The whole concept is take what you need, leave what you can't.
Shukla is always looking for donations.
Pasta, pasta sauce, cereal, cans, like canned vegetables or fruits, dried fruits, dried anything, basically anything that is shelf stable. So we don't only accept food, we also accept like toilet paper, toothbrushes, water bottles. Anything that is shelf stable is very much appreciated.
Sometimes people just need a few items to tide them over.
One time I saw like a lady who came by who missed her food stamps on Monday, so she came to the Grace Church to get some food.
The notion for a caring cupboard came to Shukla when she saw people out of work during the pandemic.
Westchester and Greenberg is such a diverse place. Like, usually when we think of Westchester, we think of very rich families, but in fact, Greenberg is extremely diverse. We have like a huge range of economic positions.
Her nonprofit charity, Bridging Dots, is looking for more locations, and they would like to add refrigerators.
I am making a club in school, and a lot of my friends are joining and interested, and yeah, we want to keep doing that.
In White Plains, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
For more on this story, you can check out Sean's story at WCBS880.com, or you can check out the website for the group, bridgingdots.org, bridgingdots.org.